U.S. and China going to manufacture the locust of Revelation 9, or is at least what they're working on now a precursor or a harbinger to that dreaded prophecy? Also, the U.S. government is silently monitoring snake-like UFOs seen across the country. All that and more on today's Peck Report. All right, everybody. Hope you are doing well. We have some amazing advancements coming to the website that is getting ready to launch in just about a week here. So we're getting really excited about it. We are now. I've said before for DailyRenegade.com. I've said before that I can't always guarantee that the price is going to remain the same. We're going to talk about all that in a little bit more because I think we found a way I think we found a way around it. So we're very excited for that. But first, I want to talk about will mankind engineer these terrifying locusts of Revelation 9? So, you know, some prophecy watchers, you know, they find it interesting that the Bible describes locust-type creatures that play a significant role in end times conflict. Now, Revelation 9 describes them this way. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were something like crowns of gold. Their faces were like faces of men. They had hair of women, and their teeth were like teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running to battle. They had tails like scorpions and sting in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. They had as a king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek his name is Apollyon. Now that is Revelation 9, 7 through 11. So what on earth was Apostle John talking about exactly? What kind of locust did he witness on the Isle of Patmos when he received these prophetic revelations? One theory is that these are some kind of machines. And, you know, I've said before on Peck Report, I believe that these locusts are actual fallen cherubims. I believe that when you compare their description to descriptions given in Ezekiel of the good guys, the good, cherubim. There's a lot of little nuanced things in there that I think is a clue. But we don't know how that's going to manifest. We don't know how the release of these angels is going to, or these fallen angels, really, is going to manifest. There seems to be a pattern throughout, especially in prophecy, but throughout the Bible where there's a spiritual cause and it produces a physical effect, yet because we're physical beings, we see the physical effect and we think that that's the cause. So, for example, the wormwood prophecy is a great example of this. This is something that I go back to a lot to help explain this this kind of thing. So, with the wormwood prophecy in Revelation, we read about a star falling. Now, it doesn't say an angel, but it says a star, but later on it describes an angel, but it also is a star. You know, it also sounds a lot like an asteroid. Now, I think part of this might be when an angel falls, one sign of that in the heavens, one sign of that is an asteroid hitting the earth. So the fallen angel might be the cause, and the effect might be the asteroid or whatever. Some have even speculated that when Lucifer fell, the effect, the physical effect of that spiritual cause when Satan fell, was the asteroid that hit Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. Now I think the dinosaurs dying off could be perfectly explained with the flood, but you know, maybe not. So the question is, when these spirits are released, how is it going to manifest? Are we actually going to physically see them? I mean, they're not physical beings exactly. They're spiritual. So are we going to physically see them, or is there going to be a physical effect? So, for example, when these locusts are released, are we going to then maybe see a physical manifestation of that in the way of technology that we're developing at the time? Some have hypothesized maybe it's some type of transgenic biological experiment. Some have said it might have something to do with drone technology even. I mean, either way, these spirits are going to be released. But the question is, are we actually going to see them physically, or are their spiritual causes going to have physical effects? And are we going to see those physical effects as the cause? You know, a lot of times I think throughout Bible prophecy, you know, we read a lot of metaphor and stuff. I believe those metaphors are actual truths that are higher than literal truth. When we talk about literal truth, we talk about physical, physically true, things that we can actually physically observe in our three dimensions of space and one of time. And there's a lot of allegory and metaphor and things like that. I believe those are actually higher truths. Those are actually more truthful, if you could put it that way, than literal truths. So it could be that when these prophecies get fulfilled, everything in Revelation happens exactly how it says it's going to happen. There's going to be a bottomless pit that opens, and these fallen locust things are going to come out of it. However, we might not actually see it that way in our physical world. While that's happening in the spirit realm, we might not see it that way. We might see it as maybe a drone invasion. Maybe that's the effect. Now, I wanted to bring that up because China and U.S. right now are advancing drone swarm technology, and some people are wondering, could this be a harbinger of Revelation 9? Even Prophecy News Watch reported on this. So this drone swarm, this is far more deadly, far more serious than any swarm of bees or birds or anything like that. Drone swarms are about to change the face of modern warfare, and some prophecy watchers find both the technology and name of the U.S. naval program behind it more than a coincidence. So listen to the name of this. The U.S. Navy recently demonstrated its low-cost UAV swarming technology, actually called Locust. It's actually called the Locust program. And they tested this by putting 30 drones flying together in perfect formation. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think we're getting a hint here. It's actually called the Locust program, low-cost UAV swarming technology. And these drones were launched from a special tube in less than a minute, and they create a vicious swarm designed to overwhelm an adversary autonomously. And what makes this swarm unique is that any hostile aircraft, whether manned or unmanned, it can be brought down by a single missile. But a swarm can take multiple hits and keep going. You know, they're so small, it's hard to fire a missile at them. These drones are self-reconfiguring, so that if one drone gets taken out, the others autonomously change their behavior to complete the mission. So China is one of the nations leading the charge on the development of drone swarm technology. And, you know, in prophecy, the 200 million person thing, you know, army, a lot of people say with that only China could amass those numbers. I actually think those are spiritual creatures as well, but again, I don't know if, you know, when we read the description, clearly they're spiritual. I mean, they have like snakes for tails and lion's heads and all these things. Clearly that's spiritual, but what is the physical effect of that going to be? Are we actually going to see these creatures, or while this is going on in the spirit world, is that going to manifest in the physical world as an actual, maybe Chinese army? You know, who knows? So this might connect in some way. China appears to be very interested in swarm capability as a method of taking U.S. aircraft carriers. Now, there's been several test simulations by the U.S. Navy, and they've shown that the drone swarms are consistently able to get past ship defenses that are geared towards shooting down single planes. This weakness means that it makes sense to attack an enemy ship with a large number of cheap drones rather than one missile costing the same. And ironically, the best counter to drone swarm attacks being studied is defensive drone swarm that can intercept the offensive ones. So the aim here is to have drones flying together without having to be individually controlled, maintaining separation safely like a flock of birds. They're excuse me, they're different from any other drone and that the operator does not control an individual aircraft, but pilots the whole swarm as a single unit. So it's crazy stuff. There was a 2018 test of DARPA's collaborative operations in denied environments, or CODE, and that demonstrated how a drone swarm, when communications with its human controllers were disrupted, could still find and strike targets simply by the artificial intelligence following the intent of the mission plan. Now, this is something we've talked about before as well, artificial intelligence, and how that possibly might have something to do with the image of the beast. What if the Antichrist actually uploads its consciousness into a type of, or copies its consciousness, really, into a type of image of the beast type, you know, scenario where it's literally everywhere. It's the internet, basically, you know, it's literally everywhere, but it's still the consciousness of the Antichrist. You would call that an image. It's not exactly the beast. It's not exactly the Antichrist. It's an image of him. But even the Antichrist himself is the physical effect of a spiritual cause, which most likely is either Leviathan or Behemoth. And we've talked about that before, the connection with Leviathan, Behemoth, and Abaddon. And the Antichrist, the Beast, all of this stuff, it's different names for the same types of, for the same entities, basically. So experts predict that as drone swarm techniques are perfected, it'll expand both in number and use. So imagine if the Antichrist does copy his consciousness in an artificial intelligence system across the internet. Now, that thing could have access to these drones, could have access to nuclear arms, you know, everything that we give it access to, really. And human beings will willingly give this up because at that time they're worshiping the beast and his image. So the traditional interpretation that the locusts could be evil entities or demonic physical or spiritual beings that'll rise up out of the bottomless pit to torment people and assume the characteristics of locusts, that might be conflating two things. So that is the traditional interpretation. But maybe that's what's happening on the spiritual, and in the physical, we see it manifest in another way. Could be these drone swarms. Maybe it's some type of grotesque variation of natural locusts, but that are made into some type of chimeras, excuse me, or other DNA manipulation that scientists are now moving ahead with. So we don't really know, but that's why we have to keep on this story as things develop. And we will do that. But I would like to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. In just a minute, we're going to talk about these strange snake-like UFOs that apparently the U.S. government is silently monitoring. And does this have anything to do with the ancient dragon myths that are all over in the ancient world? We're going to talk about that. I have got to show you something. Okay, this is right here. This is dailyrenegade.com. This is the website that we will be improving very soon, very shortly. This is a great website, but the new website's going to be even better. But what I wanted to mainly show you is this right here at the top, which you can find a link to this in the description below. Kratom and CBD for less aches, more energy. Millions use Kratom, free shipping, and they accept credit cards. So you can see it down here too. So this stuff is excellent. This comes from Tropic Health. They take credit cards, which I really like. You can get Kratom and CBD in the same place. But what I like about it, I take Kratom every day. I take CBD every day as well. And it really helps deal with my chronic pain. You know, I have a degenerative bone disease, so life can be very painful at times. And this helps me deal with it. I wouldn't be able to get along every day without it. I used to be bedridden, in fact. Now I'm working in Christian ministry. I do TV shows all the time. I'm always able to get around. I can play with my kids and stuff. So if you have chronic pain, I mean, even if it's a backache, I mean, there's really there's no problem that's too small for this kind of stuff, because pain is just it's a terrible thing to have to live with. So you can go to dailyrenegade.com, click on that banner at the top of our website, or you can click on the links in the description below and find it there. Also, we have so I wanted to mention to you what's coming, and I'll do this real briefly. So you should go become a member today at dailyrenegade.com. $10 a month or $100 a year. Get the $100 a year because then you get 2 months for free, and you don't have to pay anything for a whole year. You get to just pay for it once and then forget about it for a while. And isn't that nice? It's a great deal. Now, we're going to be offering – right now, we're going to be offering different tiers of membership. So right now, the $10 a month, $100 a year, nothing is going to be taken from you. Actually, you're going to get some cool stuff added to that. But that's going to be the lowest tier. We're going to have some other tiers that include things like special discounts on our store. By the way, we do have a merchandise store. You should go check it out. You can get a Nephilim Hunter t-shirt. You get special discounts on things, anything in our store. Special discounts when we start doing conferences. We're probably going to start with an online conference and see how that goes, and then we're talking about the possibility of doing an actual live in person Daily Renegade conference in a couple of years. But before that, we're gonna, you know, probably do an online conference. We're going to try that, but you get special discounts on that. There's special access to the website. You'll get full articles, full videos, but we have a long list of things, free merchandise that could be sent to you. We're trying to find out everything we can do, for people who want to, contribute a little bit more to what we're doing, by the way. And so that's all coming up very soon. That will be available on the new website as well. And by the way, I did want to mention too, when you do support us, you're not only supporting us, you're supporting a pro-life ministry. You're supporting two ministries that go to Israel to, witness and minister to Jewish people, and hopefully get them, you know, acquainted with, their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Jude's. So you're helping kids be cured of cancer, or at least treated for it. But many, many are cured, mine being one of them. And I want to mention that real quick too. We're still on a long road with Nathan. I'll probably talk about it more in the next episode, but, we're still a long road away, but he's doing great. He's fighting through. And so far everything's looking good. It's extremely expensive. And here's the thing. I keep my, I keep everything Daily Renegade wise separate from, when it comes to finances and stuff. I keep that separate from Nathan's stuff. So I don't take from the company. I don't take from Nathan. I don't, you know, go back and forth. So we do have a donation page at dailyrenegade.com. And if you click on that, you'll see an option. Everything, if you donate right now, everything goes to Nathan. So if you would care to donate, you can go to dailyrenegade.com/donate. There is a link to a GoFundMe. The my wonderful friends Mike and Jeannie from Hear the Watchman, which I'll be speaking at shortly. They set that up for us. That is official. You can go to that GoFundMe and you can donate there if you'd like, or you can donate directly through PayPal, or you can send a check or money order to our PO box. All of that information is at dailyrenegade.com/donate. So and again, all of that goes to the same place. It all goes to Nathan. And here's a donate page. I can actually just show you this. So you just, you know, click donate. There's Nathan. That was after one of his treatments. And this kind of thing happens often. He gets treatments that just wipe him out. But, you know, it's getting the cancer out of him. So that's good. So yeah, there's the GoFundMe link. There's the donate. There's the, PO box and all that. So you can donate there, if you care to. Donations, again, go to Nathan. But if you want to contribute to Daily Renegade specifically, get a membership. That's the best option. We're going to have higher tiers. You'll be able to upgrade your membership if you would like to. So all of that and more is coming. Okay, that website, once again, dailyrenegade.com. All right, members, hang on the line. We got to talk about some snake-like UFOs. Everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, take care and God bless. All right, members only. Thank you so much. So this is kind of interesting, and this has some videos and things that we can look at. So the U.S. government is apparently silently monitoring snake-like UFOs across the country. Okay, now, obviously, this is coming from the Daily Star, so we have to take some of this with a grain of salt. But there is a strange phenomenon with this stuff. I mean, people have known about it for years. We don't know exactly what it is. We don't even know if it's necessarily UFOs in the sense that it's alien spacecraft or if it's something else. But this phenomenon, whatever it is, it might be tied to all the dragon myths in ancient times. Again, a spiritual cause, a physical effect. What if this weird phenomenon is actually the physical effect of the spiritual cause of, you know, an angel falling or something like that? So let's look at this with that understanding in mind. And there's some pictures and stuff too, but it says the U.S. government is likely aware of the snake-like UFOs that have been spotted across the country and are monitoring them, a former police detective has revealed. Over the past several months, people from all parts of the U.S. have claimed to have captured bizarre objects in the skies on camera, which bear similarities to snakes in their movement. The sightings in June, when a popular YouTuber was shocked to discover a bright light above his Mojave Desert in California. Since then, they have supposedly been spotted during a meteor shower in Wyoming, as well as over New York, moving like it was alive. After the sightings exploded, Daily Star Online asked Detective Constable turned UFO hunter Gary Heseltine his thoughts on the mysterious craft. So here's a picture of it. A picture of one of them, at least. One snake-like UFO was caught on camera above the state of New York. And you know, some people might say that it's a balloon or something, and it could be, but I mean, these things show up quite often. I mean, it's like they're all over the place. But we have different sized balloons. Like, there's different types of balloons, and I don't think all UFO sightings are necessarily that. Some of them probably could be, but not all of them. Cigar-shaped UFOs have been seen for decades, he told the site. Occasionally, some reports involve snake-like objects. These sightings can be rare and have been seen around the world from time to time, particularly in South American countries like Mexico and Peru. Gary went on to claim the U.S. military and government have controlled the UFO field worldwide since the 1940s. Here's another one. There's another picture of it. And that one seems to be illuminated somehow, whether it's by an external light or an internal light. You can't really tell with the exposure of the camera. This could be a light. I know it looks like it's self-illuminating, but just with the exposures of cameras and stuff, you can't, with something that's this undetailed, you know, this low quality, you can't really tell. That could be something shining on it, making it look like it was self-illuminated, you know, kind of like the moon. Anyway, so he says, I certainly believe that the U.S. government and military know much more about E.T. visitation. I suspect that we only know 10% of the truth about UFOs and E.T. contact, which means 90% is still on the secret world of military intelligence. Providing the sightings are numerous and have multiple witnesses, I have no doubt that someone in authority will be silently monitoring the activity of these snake-like UFOs. Gary went on to say that he has met many people who were formerly military pilots who have had UFO encounters. So let's see if this shows us a clip here. Yeah. Is that an actual video or just a picture? Oh, it's just buffering forever. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so here's a video that they put up on their website. There's something moving across the sky right up there. And, you know, this guy says that there's no doubt in his mind that a small proportion of UFO reports involve ET visitations. He estimates about 3%. And, see, that's the thing, too. Even the big-time UFO hunter guys, they admit that of all of the reported UFOs, it's a very small percentage that are actually unexplained. Okay, so that's that. Gary runs the police reporting UFO sightings database, where he claims to have more than 500 reports of UFOs from police officers dating back to 1901. He worked in the British Transport Police for 24 years before retiring in 2013 and now describes himself as the UK leading researcher of UFO sightings. Okay, so No one really knows what this is or, you know, really what's going on with it. But it's important for us to keep our eyes on, because we know there's an enemy out there. We know they're trying to deceive us. We know that there's a lot of deception techniques going on in all different areas of life. This is just one of them. So we have to keep our eyes on it to know what's going on. And this, like I said before, this might be connected with the ancient dragon myths of the ancient world that would worship literal fallen angels. You look at all these ancient, like Asian religions and even South American religions and things like that, some of them that still survive today, and they describe very similar things from opposite ends of the world. They describe very similar things. They have a deity that's like a winding type of dragon. And I would imagine if I was an ancient person and I saw something like that in the sky, I might think the same thing. But you know what I also think? I think that a big argument for like the ancient alien folks, you know, they'll say, well, the ancient people saw that and they didn't understand the technology, but we do now, so we know that that's a technological thing. We know that that's aliens visiting us. I think that's flipped. I think the ancient people had it right. I think the ancient people knew that there were some type of spiritual extra dimensional being. Spiritual and extra dimensional basically mean the same thing. And they saw these things and worshipped them. That's where they made the mistake. They worshipped them. They shouldn't have done that. And at the same time, these fallen angels should not have accepted worship from these people. The good angels won't ever do that. But I think today we're mistaken. I think because we're a technological race, we're a technological species. When we look up at these things, we just see technology, and so we think, well, that must be beings just like us from a world just like ours somewhere out there coming to visit us. I think we're the one that's narrow-minded. You know, we're the one that's trying to put everything in a box. That's not thinking outside of the box. That's looking at just exactly what we are and saying, well, it's that, you know, but from somewhere else. No, thinking outside of the box is saying this is not technological. And if it is technological, it's a type of extra-dimensional spiritual technology that we have no way to comprehend. So I think they had it right, at least in part, back then. I think we have it wrong today. And I think those arguments that ancient aliens people will put out there, I think they're kind of arrogant. Okay, well, I would like to know what you think. Please leave me a comment. Good things are coming to Daily Renegade. Thank you so much for your membership and for supporting us. Until next time, take care. God bless.